This is Trudy Galblum at the Center for Practical Bioethics, getting ready to do a podcast with John Carney, Chief Executive Officer. John, we're going to be holding a symposium on November 8th at KU School of Nursing on genomics and learning healthcare systems. Why don't you share a little bit about the topic and then talk some about the distinguished faculty that will be joining us on November 8th?
Sure. Well, the pace of medicine really has really accelerated with lightning speed over the course of the last 10 or 15 years, especially with the advances in genetic research. And the center has always kind of been at the forefront of trying to grapple with the knotty issues of the time. So what we've decided to do is to host a national discussion on the advances in genomic medicine, basically taking the lead from the Presidential Commission on Bioethics. So we have one of our board members is a member of the Presidential Commission, Dr. Barbara Atkinson, and we have decided to bring together a host of people to talk about the issues in the advances of genomic medicine, and then also to kind of interplay that with the changes that are actually happening within health systems, and trying to make sure that we are making advances both on kind of the administrative side as well as on the clinical side. So we're trying to marry those two up and then really begin to help consumers begin to grapple with those issues that we're all facing as we look at the changes in personalized medicine and the other kinds of things that we face as we move forward in today's world.
Well, what are some of the changes in healthcare systems that you alluded to that are going to affect genomics?
Well, I think the big data probably is the most to collect large pieces of data on the general population, and then to begin to tease out as we look at the individualized approaches and being able to get our genetic sequencing done and that kind of stuff that's in a bigger pool, and figure out exactly what it is that medicine can do for me in relation to the grand total. So there's a lot that we need to be paying attention to in health systems and improving health outcomes by looking at large amounts of data, and there's some risks associated with that. So we're going to be taking a look at that, and then how does that apply to the individual person and the rights of privacy, and do I want this information known by my health system? How, you know, can they identify me? All those kinds of issues that we're going to be facing right now and in the future too, as we look at basically being able to customize medicine to fit the individual needs of the patient.
And isn't there going to be maybe an obligation more so on the part of the patient than ever before to participate in this kind of...
Definitely. We're going to see an expectation that patients not only participate in, you know, what's important to me, but also making sure that the outcomes that we have within systems and providing care are achievable because patients participate. The good example that we always use is right now it's kind of an expectation that when the doctor walks in the room that, you know, he washes his hands before he touches me on an issue of patient safety. But in the future, we're actually going to be expecting patients to make sure that the doctor or the provider has washed his hands and says, before you touch me, I want to make sure I didn't see you wash your hands when you walked in. Where did that happen? And did you do that? So it's basically a more participatory process for the patient and being able to make sure that the outcomes associated with healthcare are owned by the patient in the process.
And we have a big job ahead of us in educating patients on their role in this big change.
We do. But I think we have just as big an obligation to help providers with that. I think that learning from every single patient encounter, the patient learning and the provider learning, making sure that we understand within health systems what's important to patients, just because we can do something, should we? I mean, all those questions that we've asked for years and years are becoming much more acute, much more specific as we move forward. So we're going to try to bring together a variety of people taking a look at, you know, what's possible. So we're going to be bringing in people like Dr. Stephen Kingsmore from Children's. We'll be bringing in Dr. Misha Angrist from Duke University. And then we'll also be bringing in, as I said, Barbara Atkinson, who's a member of the Presidential Commission, and then also an attorney who helped in identifying some of the privacy issues related to those issues will also be coming from the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
What most excites you about this symposium?
I think it's the ability for the dialogue to occur among professionals. And we realize that in this particular this kind of inaugural piece that we're doing. We probably will have more professionals involved than we do consumers, but I think helping us understand the obligations that we have to consumers and to, you know, patients is going to really kind of kick us off into a right direction. The other thing we're going to do at this event is for the first time we're going to be multicasting it. So we're going to have video conferencing. We hope in 6 different locations across the state of Kansas, the University of Missouri, and then hopefully Duke University. So this will be kind of our venture into unknown territory for us in terms of being able to have multiple sites participate in a live event for the center.
If you want more information about the symposium, how to get registered and where the different locations might be, whether you're a consumer or a professional, what would you do?
The first thing you need to do is go to our website at www.practicalbioethics.org and check the events section, and the conference should be there. I think by the first week of August, you should be able to register for the event. It'll be $129 live or $79 in a remote location. And I believe the sites will be identified probably around the end of the first week in August. So wherever those locations are, you should be able to sign up and know that you're going to be saved a spot at one of those locations.
Well, this sounds like a great opportunity to hear from some of the brightest minds in the field and to learn a little bit how it's going to affect professionally and personally all of us out in the world.
I hope so. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.